Channel 1 right, and the beginning of the visit with J.R. Mountain is Monday at about supper time, the 28th of October 74. Channel 1 right, and beginning the visit with J.R. Mountain is Monday at about supper time, the 28th of October 74.
Look at it. You got right. Now here's another one down here.
Let me see that word. Got my glasses on.
EX. Something or another. Exclusively or something.
Exceptionally. Yeah. Exceptionally cooperative.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't got you exceptionally cooperative, just very cooperative.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just very.
All right, now here's one.
That's not bad.
No. Here's one down here. Attendance. Altitude. Attendance considering the employer's record to reporting to work on time. Reporting absent and abused of leave. Good. Generally prompt and present. Employer has been off a considerate period of time due to injury.
Yeah.
All right, now here it is down here. It says supervisors comments. Any rating of satisfaction must be explained in detail. Because of employer's overall high job performance, he is rated above satisfactory.
Yeah.
Yeah, he gets good down here.
Yeah.
And got a 4% raise in my salary.
Yeah. Well, that's as much as they could give you anyhow, wasn't it?
No, it's 7.5%.
Oh.
He could have given me 7.5% as good as he could give me that 4, but and when I went to sign this thing, I didn't even read none of this stuff.
Oh, you didn't?
I knew that it was messed up.
Yeah.
And I knew it was something on there that he was in such a big hurry for me to sign it.
Yeah.
He said, go ahead and read everything, and if you don't want to sign it, all right, if you do, all right. I went ahead and signed the thing anyhow, and I said, give me a copy of it. He didn't want to give me no copy. Now he wants a copy back.
Yeah.
And he ain't going to get it. Because I'm going to add some more in here.
Well, this ain't supposed to be confidential, is it?
Huh? No, that ain't confidential.
Employee performance rating. This form must be in the personnel office 10 days prior to the eligibility date. It don't say nothing about a copy employee. That's copy 4 goes to the employee.
Yeah.
So he can't take that back.
No, he can't take it back, but he wants it back. He wants it back so he can correct it. He's got the wrong thing up here. He's got the wrong thing there, and he's got the wrong thing there. He's got the right thing there, and that's right. But that's like I told him. I said, listen, how in the world you expect me to finish a job just like we was mowing all over the towns and everything? All right, we was mowing, and first thing I know, we got through in Lawdy, and we went to Brooker, and we caught Brooker, 236, Laycross, and High Springs. We got half of High Springs. We had to go back the next morning because they was having something over there to finish up the job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that morning was Monday morning, see? We supposed to go back over there and finish up because they're going to have this thing on Tuesday. Well, I went over there, and whenever I started to go back to High Springs the following Monday morning, he says, no, go over to I-75 West. He pulled me out from High Springs and sent me to I-75 West. Well, I couldn't go back to High Springs until Wednesday. Well, what they had over there was already all over with. We didn't get the mowing it done either. And see, that's throwing off on me.
Yeah.
Why don't employee need to stick to a signed job until it is finished?
And he pulls you off of it.
Yes, sir. And in the morning, we're going to have a reaming out. They're going to ream us out about that, see? And buddy, don't you think for 1 minute I'm going to pull this thing out? And I said, Mr. Chairman or Mr. Broadhurst or Mr. Brown or Mr. anybody. I don't care who it is. I want to talk a little bit. I want you to listen to this here. I say, employee needs to stick to a signed job until it is finished. I'm going to stop. I'm going to say, I was mowing in High Springs on such and such a date. I was pulled off from High Springs and sent to I-75 West because the other man couldn't finish his job. We had to go finish it for him. I said, how can you stick to a job and do it And when he comes in, pull y'all. And the same guy that pulled me off is the one that wrote this darn thing. I said, this is relating a bit. And I said, that falls on him. It don't fall on me.
Yeah.
And I said, also, check timesheets and equipment reports. I said, what use of checking the timesheets? The timesheets is right. Now, the equipment reports, there ain't no equipment reports. I said, ain't nothing wrong with equipment. I keep it up. I know it's in first class shape. If it wasn't in first class shape, we'd let man move with it. And this here, then I'm going to say, well, now, here's something else. Has good knowledge of most jobs, but should learn to apply this knowledge better on the other jobs than are given to him. I said, that man that wrote this thing didn't have nothing but a seventh grade education. How in the world can he be telling a man 58 years old knowledge? I said, what the hell does he know about knowledge? I get like old Archie Bunker. What the hell does he know about it? Damn, I fixed him up.
Let me have it. I want to cover that too, J.R.
You got a thing to...
No.
I got to have it in the morning.
Oh, yes.
I'll bring it back out here and let you copy it sometime.
Xerox it. Yes.
I know where I can get some photostatic copies made of it. But I want to... What I want to do is write it more in there.
You know the Xerox.
Mm-hmm.
You just stop at the drugstore. Do you go in on 13th Street?
Yeah, but I don't have time to mess with nothing like that.
Well, it takes about 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
What is that drugstore there on the corner going in? On the right. Well, right at Sin City. You know where it is. Well, you go in there and tell the lady to make you a couple of copies of that, and they'll charge you a dime a piece.
Yeah, but I can get my daughter to make me a thousand if I want. Won't cost me nothing.
Oh, she'll copy it, though. She'll...
That international place has got a...
Type it up.
One of them things that's...
Xerox?
Yeah, they run it, put it in there, and run y'all 50 if you want them.
Well, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Well, you don't
it won't cost me nothing.
You don't want 50.
Well, what I want her to do is add some more in there.
Yeah. Just sew it down. Here, let's kitchen.
Put it in the pocket. That's what we have to do up here. You throw a cigarette butt down?
Yes.
You got to pick up paper for half a mile.
When did that happen?
I do. That's been going on all the time.
You
throw a cigarette pack out the truck and somebody sees you, that say the man be riding along behind you.
Yes.
You throw a cigarette pack out or a bottle, they'll stop you and tell you, oh, I'd get out of there and pick up paper for half a mile. You got to do it either you ain't got no job. I don't let them see me do nothing.
Well, when did that ever happen?
That's been going on all the time. Riding down the road, you don't never see one of these DOT trucks throwing out paper. You don't see nobody throwing no bottle out or no paper out or nothing.
No.
You do, you'd be picking it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll be darned.
Yes, sir. We don't let him see us throw nothing down.
Yeah.
And we throw plenty of it down.
Oh, do you?
But we don't throw it down the road. We just come to a place on the side of the road and pull the truck down a ditch and throw it out there in the woods.
Oh, I see.
Throw it out in the woods good fashion.
Yeah, way out there.
But you know, going back to that paper, I told that guy this afternoon, I said, listen, I don't understand you. I declare, you since I've been back to work, I said, you have actually acted the peculiarest man that I ever seen in my life. I said, you have tried to dog me ever since I've been back here.
Oh.
I said, I hadn't been here 2 days before you asked me, did I get out of that truck and mow them mowers? I said, you ought to have better sense than asking me that damn crazy question. I said, you think I'm going to mow with a mower like my knees are? I said, I wouldn't last 5 minutes. And if I fall on that pavement out there and bust my knees open again, being as it's been operated on, and bust them open again, I said, I'll lose both my legs. And I said, I don't get out of that truck no more than I have to. So I said, I get out and I do what I'm supposed to do. And Mr. Brown done told me what to do.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, I do just exactly what he tells me to do.
Well, now, he's your boss man.
He's the boss man. And another boss told me, he said, Mr. Mountain, any place where them big mowers can mow it, don't you bother.
Oh.
You let them mow it. All right? What we're mowing today was bullnoses.
Yeah.
That's them cement things out in the middle of the road. All right? We started mowing at the county line on 301 this morning at 9:30. How far you think we got by 3 o'clock this afternoon?
I'd like to know.
We got 39 bullnoses today. Ain't nobody ain't never cut that much grass in their life. And
that
was about 8 acres of grass.
Yeah. Let me tell you, Dale, before you go, let me get... I want you to see this little girl.
Who is that?
Babe?
Good looking?
Bob Red now. I want to tell you. Jay, I'm not going to be here for a minute. Let me tell you, Jay, I'm poor before...
Let me take this thing around a little bit so she might take it over and come in here.
Let me tell you what I did. Now, I
What's
knew...
What's this, one of these ashtrays?
Yeah.
Which one? Then?
Either one. I knew about her, but it just skipped my mind.
Mm-hmm.
I was down in the area there. I'm on... That's Barbara. She's riding horses out here, J.R.
Is she out here today? Did I come out here?
No.
Hmm?
No. She hadn't been here about a week. We'll go out there and watch her ride horse sometime. She can hang on.
By George, I used to do the same thing. I used to break them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, one wild one. I could break him. Can't do it no more, though. That's over with. If I get up on one, somebody had to put me on it with a cane horse. And, of course, I wouldn't have to worry about getting off. He could put me off somewhere there on a ditch somewhere.
That's my trouble. I wouldn't need it. It's a long ways to the ground, though, I found.
Yeah, it's a long ways. I ain't joking.
When did you ride horses?
Way back down from J.E. Thrasher.
Who?
J.E. Thrasher.
Mr. Thrasher?
Old man. The old man.
Old man.
Oh,
old man J.E. He used to get mules and horses that wasn't broke. Me and old Buck Preston, we'd break them for him.
Old Buck Preston ride them too?
That done right. We'd rode anything. I mean, it was what it was, a cow. We'd rode them too.
Oh,
now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We old man Thrasher trade for many a horse or mule that you couldn't even put a bridle on. We got to put one on him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, where was that? Now, he's got a lot back there, back the store.
That's J.E. That ain't the old man. The old man's dead.
I know. But then J.E.'s got that strip down there along Tuscarawas.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where you...
Down there and everywhere else. I've rode mules from all the way from Cedar Key to Megan Oak.
All the way from Cedar Key?
All the way. That's the only way you could get them. You couldn't get them in the truck. When you can't get them in the truck, what you going to do?
Yeah.
And he'd be done bought them. That's what you going to do. That's the only way you can do is ride them home.
Yeah.
He rode them.
Damn, you've seen the country, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I've been all over creation. Ain't but a very few places I ain't been.
Yeah.
Ain't but a very few things I ain't done, too. But I'm going to preach to them in the morning, though. I'm going to let them hear me at one time.
Yeah.
Tell
I
about.
Wish you'd been here and heard that.
Like I told him. If you say, for instance, I come here to put in that heater, and I just put it in, just set it here, didn't run the pipe, I just set it here. Well, I didn't finish the job. All right, up there they say that I don't finish the job. Well, how in the world can anybody finish a job when somebody pulled you off of that job and put you on another job? You sure can't finish it, can you?
You sure can.
And that's what's coming up in the morning.
Oh.
And I got a piece of paper here where I got a rating.
Yeah.
And I was been gone from there almost a year. and got two raises and wasn't even there.
Don't
tell. How in the world could they raise me 7.5% when I wasn't even there? But I did. I got two raises. And me home, sitting in a chair half the time and on his tractor most of the time, playing around somewhere or another. But,
he got a raise on this, but he didn't. He got a 4% raise.
Oh, man, I got
a... But he could have got 7.5.
Yeah. Now, that's what I don't understand, why I didn't get the 7.5, because I do what I'm supposed to, but you can't do a job unless they leave you right there where you can finish it. And this here just don't sound right. And I told him so. But when I signed this thing, I didn't care what was on it. I wanted the paper. That's what I wanted. It says, employee need to stick to assigned job until it is finished.
Boy.
Well, how in the world can anybody finish a job when you're working in High Springs and he goes and gets you and tell you to go to I-75 the next morning and mow that, see, and then go back to High Springs. That's what he meant, see.
Uh-huh.
You don't finish a job. Can't finish a job.
Ain't there.
All right, it says, and check timesheets and equipment reports. I don't have to check the timesheets. I know they're right. And I ain't got to check the equipment because I know they're right. If they wasn't right, I wouldn't let them mow with them. See? All right, here's another one down here. It says, knowledge of job. Has good knowledge and most jobs, but should learn to apply this knowledge better on other jobs than are given to him. And I said to him today, or the other day too,
I
said, listen, I don't understand that.
I don't understand that. What does he mean?
I don't know what, I know what he means. He ain't got no sense. See, he's got a 7th grade education. I got a 12th grade education. And I said to him, I said, you mean to tell me you write such a thing as that on paper in black and white and you haven't got but a 7th grade education and you don't even know what knowledge means, do you? I said, it is, man.
You see, what you had to put up with working for the state. He works for the state.
All right, here's another one. Listen, here's right. Employed small repair jobs on the mowers rather than having to bring them to the shop. Well, I know what they'd do if I came to the shop. With a acetylene torch and cut them right half in two and throw them in the junk pile.
Oh.
See?
That way they don't have any great backhoe.
They don't have no backhoe on it, see?
They just throw them away.
Throw them away. All right, there's gas tanks. There's carburetors. There's flywheels, there's recoil starters, there's crankshafts and things that can be used. What if they throw it in the garbage? Nobody don't know anything about it. It's gone. And like on these jobs here on that mowers, if one's got a bent crankshaft in it, I can switch it right there on the job, and have that mower going an hour time. But they ain't got sense enough to know that. And that man in the shop says, Mr. Mountain, I'm glad that you are working on them mowers out there on the road.
Why, sure.
Well, if I got some parts that ain't no good, I know just exactly where to throw them. I throw them in my truck out there and carry them home. And that's what the man told me to do, Mr. Brown. Told me, he said, if you got a wore out mower out there, you put it in your truck and carry it home.
Oh, did he?
He sure did.
Well, heck, fire.
And I vouch for it, see. I got it in black and white.
Have you?
And also got it on a tape.
Oh, have you?
Got his voice on the tape.
Telling you to do that.
Tell me to do that. Well, he need to buck up because I got him some.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now down here it says, because of the employer has been off a considerate period of time due to injury. Sure, I have a whole year.
Yeah.
And got two raises.
Was you off that long?
Yeah.
You off a long time.
From December. Of December until here, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Four weeks. 4 weeks ago.
Yeah. You just started whenever I got in touch with you. The other day.
Mm-hmm. In other words, it says that about the due to injury. And all right, down here it says because of employer's overall high job performance, he is rated above satisfactory. Look how he got down there. And Just like I told him, I said, on this here, this and up here about the knowledge business, I said, you shouldn't have put that in there. I said, because you haven't got nothing but a seventh grade education. And I said, what little bit you know, you learned it right here at this DOT because you've been here 18 years. It took you 18 years to learn, but you still don't know what knowledge is. I said, I don't even know what it is myself.
You've been there 18 years.
Yeah, been there 18 years. That same one job. And I also told him today, I said, you know what you are? You are a slave driver. I said, that's just exactly what you are. I said, I've done things for you on your moor from your house. And did I ever charge you for it? I ain't charged you a penny.
Oh, really?
Ain't charged him a penny. But I said, let me tell you one thing right now. I want you to mark it down in your book. I know enough on you, and I know enough on Brown, and I know enough on Broadhurst, I know enough on Burlesham, I know enough on Rogers to put y'all under the jailhouse, not in it, under it. 6 feet under it. Oh, I mean, tell you, I was wound up to see them.
You must have been.
I told them, I said, I ain't scared of you. I said, now, I've been here 7.5 years, and I said, I've just about found out what I want to know. And I have. I have just about caught up with them.
Yeah.
I was at university 7.5 years, and I found out what went on out there. And they don't know what I am. They won't never know. But I found a 15,000-gallon gasoline shortage at the University of Florida.
Oh, yeah, I see. You told me something about that.
No.
And I've already found one at the state that's more than that.
Well, they got
I say about 30,000.
They got the same trick.
Yes, sir. They think they're slick. That's some of them birds, they think they're slick.
Yeah.
And I followed one today. And I seen him where he turned off at.
Yeah.
And this afternoon, I didn't tell my wife where I was going. But I did tell her a little lie, but that didn't hurt nothing. She knows that I go places that I ain't got no business sometimes.
Yeah.
And I drove in this road and there were 3 5-gallon cans sitting in the bushes.
Oh, I see.
And I didn't do a thing in the world to them, but just went over there with a spray can and sprayed all three of them. Just sprayed a place on them. In the morning, I'm going to see him bring them in.
See?
Oh!
I'm gonna see him when he comes in to get gas for his tractors and see if he don't bring in three in there.
Yeah.
Put all three of them full of gas. And I know by in the morning there won't be none in it.
Yeah.
I
tell you, if you can just fill up your tractor tank, you're making money these days, JR.
That's done right.
That stuff adds up fast.
Mm-hmm.
Why,
Jim? I used to pay $1.50 for a 5-gallon can, and now I've paid
93 cents a million time for 5 gallons of gasoline.
Yeah.
But you pay about a 53.9 or something like that. I can buy it for 48.7 or 46.7 now.
You can?
Out there on Waldo Road. 46 and 7/10 cents a gallon.
Oh, you can?
Mm-hmm. I got to borrow a match from somewhere. This thing down up here.
Is that where you,
That's where I buy my gas out at that station on Waldo Road.
See if there's any in there.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I feel
but,
that.
But yeah, that's just downright stealing, isn't it?
You just don't know nothing, man. You don't know nothing. I see things every day that I say to myself, how in the world do you get by? And then you take this morning.
Put them in pocket.
We went to work at started out of the yard at 8:05. Well, we got to our job about, I don't know, it must have been about 9:00, somewhere along there. And as we was going out, here come 8 or 10 of them. Just come in the gate to go to work. Did he say anything to them? He ain't opened his mouth at them. Why wasn't he up at that filling station where everybody was coming in? And he'd take their names and then turn them into the man. That they don't get there till 8:10. When they're supposed to be there at 7:30. I'm there every morning at 7:30.
Are you?
every morning at Rose.
You get that.
I ain't never been late in my life since I've been there.
I never did like to race to get there right on the minute. I'd rather be there and kill a little time.
I'd rather be there at 7:30, and then the man knows who's going out and who ain't going out. And I went to asking questions this morning about a couple of my men. I said, is so-and-so here this morning? One of them said, I ain't seen him. I said, well, one of them said, well, you just look for him about 5 minutes to 8. I said, in the morning, he better not start that. I'm going to tell him he's going to be here at 7:30.
Well, you ain't supposed to.
If he ain't here at 7:45 in the morning, I'm going to drive right on out of that gate out there without him.
Are you supposed to be there at 7:30?
Yes, sir. That's when you're supposed to be there at 7:30.
Oh, I see. I thought you,
everybody is.
I thought you were supposed to be there at 8.
No, sir. Everybody's got to be there at 7:30.
Yeah.
Because
and
if you're there at 8, how in the world can this man look after 75 men at one time? He can't do it because he's got a crew here, a crew here, and a crew over here, and a crew here, and a crew here, all around like that. But if he was up at that filling station, where all of them was drinking Coca-Cola and eating crackers and everything, he could find out where half the people got. And he could see them coming in the gate and see the people bringing them in there to work. One whole busload emptied out up there in front of the gas station this morning and at 8:15.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We couldn't even get out the gate on account of this. The bus had the gate blocked. I tell you, we need a change somewhere somewhere along the line.
Yeah. Well,
there's too much riffraff going on. Another thing, say for instance that you were gonna dig a hole out here in this field, what would you do with that dirt?
Yeah.
Would you haul that dirt way down at the other end of the field and pile it up? Or would you put that dirt right there at that hole? Someday or another, you might take it over and close up that hole.
Yeah.
But if that dirt's right there at the hole, you can push it over in there, can't you?
Yeah.
But if it was way down at the other end of the field, you'd have to go down there and get it and put it back in the hole, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Well, that's something else. They'll haul dirt all the way from Lawdy to Fairbanks Pit and put it out there. And it won't be a week, they'll be hauling that same dirt right back to Lawdy. And that's 40 miles away.
That's hard to believe.
Instead of them going from Fairbanks to Waldo, and Waldo to Stark, and Stark to Lawdy, they'll go out there and get on I-75 and go way out here and way around yonder to where they're going.
Can they do that?
They ain't supposed to do it, but they do.
They go back at Orange Springs and go up 301.
Hmm? Yeah, they could. But they ain't going to do that. They're going to go way out young and way around. They could take the truck an hour and a half to get there. Well, he's burning just twice that much fuel getting there. Of course, now they have a budget that they got to spend so much money. But they could spend that money on that highway out there. There's plenty of places they can spend that money. Out there on Payne Spray, I know if you ever go by Payne Spray sometime, just before you get to the other side, I'd say a quarter of a mile, look on the right-hand side of the road, that hole. There's a hole there that wide and that deep. And if you ever run a car over that thing, well, he'd drip right in that pond, he'd go. And I bet you I've told him a million times about that hole out there.
How far off the pavement is it?
Right on the pavement.
Oh, it is?
The pavement's right here, and there's a hole, like that. There's a hole right there. You can put a truck load of dirt in. Do they go out there and fix it? No. They ain't fix nothing. And I bet you I've told them about it a dozen times here lately. And the first thing you know, somebody's going to go along there. And they're going to get over there just a little bit too far, and the car going to drop in there and just break the whole hind wheel clean off.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ought to sue the state for it.
Yeah. Ought to.
Mm-hmm. I've been kind of thinking about getting me a Kodak. And take a picture of that hole out there.
Okay,
and send it to Reuben Askew.
I got a little Kodak. I'll make it for you.
And send it up there to Reuben Askew. This fellow Thomas, I think it is running for his job now, mm-hmm. that ask you give his own self a $10,000 a year raise. Well, I guess that was all right. If he needed it, he'd get it. He's up there, ain't he? And he's about as good a man as I know of.
Yeah.
That fellow Thomas, I don't know nothing about him. He may do worse than that when he gets up there.
Yeah.
But
he just ain't up there yet.
He just ain't up there. He ain't going to get up there. Not by my vote, no how. But Reuben Askew will get my vote. There's a lot of them that need to practice what they preach. They don't do it.
He seems to try. Let me tell you, Dale, you're looking quite. There's one thing I've had on my mind since you called last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went down here to Murphy's. The last antifreeze I bought there.
Mm-hmm.
And I paid about $1.50, $1.75, something
like that. You ain't going to buy none unless you get it for $5.20 a gallon.
Well, let me tell you,
mm-hmm.
I got 3 cars and 2 tractors out there.
Mm-hmm.
Can't buy all that antifreeze.
Well, on them tractors, you can put some 10-weight oil in them. Put about 2 quarts of 10-weight oil in each one of them. Now, I tell you something on that Ford tractor, you ain't even missed it, have you?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't said nothing about it. Where's the drill on it at? He ain't missed it, had he?
No.
I got it.
He hadn't been working it. Somebody.
I got the grill. He lost it.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, did
he? Mm-hmm. But I was going to put a brace in there behind that grill.
Yeah.
Where that hood bent.
Yeah.
In other words, that grill done punched 2 holes in that radiator.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, it punched 2 holes in that radiator. Well, I was going to put a bracket, which I done had it made, to go inside that thing up above and come right down by that grill, and it had 2 wing nuts.
Yeah.
That you just screw both of them, and the grill stay in there.
Yeah.
And them 2 things that stick out like down at the bottom,
yeah.
I'll knock them things out and put 2 bolts in it and tighten it up.
Yeah.
And it ain't no way in the world for that grill to get back in there on that radiator. You see where I sorted that radiator?
No.
I sorted 2 holes up in the top of it. I noticed that you'd run the tractor a little bit, and then first thing in the water would run down that water hose and run on top of the motor and right downside where you put the oil in. You notice that cap I put on him?
No.
He even noticed that.
He hadn't had it, this old fella who's been, who was the guy.
They don't make excuses for me.
I ain't making no excuses.
I said, guys.
I put him a oil cap on there.
My oil.
Well, it sure did have one on there, didn't it?
Yeah, it sure did. It's in that box.
That was some cap.
Well,
but,
he said he'd like for you to have that tractor.
I changed oil in it and cleaned the filter. But I still say that carburetor, he's cleaning out.
Well, I had a fellow fix it.
Who fixed it?
I had some more stuff that had to be done, and I told him, you had the gas cut off.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really cranking away over there until I saw it. Well, maybe it's all.
Well, that carburetor's loaded up.
Well,
crash.
Let me tell you. I'll tell you who it was. This fella, Bert, down there at
Orange Lake?
Yeah.
He sure don't know how to set spark plugs. Them brand new spark plugs he put in there. They must have had a 40,000 percentage gap in them.
Is that right?
You could stick a quarter under them.
Well, he didn't do that.
Yes, he did, too. He's the one that put them spark plugs in there, full brand new. 4 or 6, that's 4. 4 brand new spark plugs. He put them in there. And he put the points in it, too. And them points had about, I don't know, must have been 30,000 gap in it. Them points wasn't supposed to be that wide.
Let me tell you,
That's the reason that tractor don't crank like it's supposed to. But I reset the spark plugs.
Yeah.
And put a new set of wires on it.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. But fixing to get a distributor cap for it, because up in the top of that distributor cap is white. That rotary has eat it up.
Well, don't you know, I told the little girl, she come by there when we was messing with it, and I told her that we were just going to work on a little while in the garden.
Mm-hmm.
And I was going to tell you, call you, and I didn't do it, did I?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I called you last night.
Well, I called you before that. And
I think wife said you called, but I wasn't there.
That's right. I called you Friday or something like that. And I was going to tell you it was over here if you wanted.
I ain't going to walk in there.
We were going to put them oats in.
Mm-hmm.
And so in the morning we put the oats in. I had some help. I told you about that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been sitting out there since Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm. That's the reason that tractor don't crank. Is that distributor? In other words, when you pull your gas down just a little bit, and you got to step on that starter, if you push it down and turn it loose, it'll generally crank its own self right quick like.
Oh really?
But if you push it down and go do like that, and that's why you choke it again.
Yeah.
And it might crank up, and it might not.
It might not.
But you get tired of that.
Yes, you do. Because that thing is supposed to it's supposed to have
in other words, it's supposed to crank up the very minute you step on that starter.
Yeah.
But it don't do it. And if you ever choke it down out there in the field or anything,
yeah,
you just well let it cool off just a little while.
Yeah.
If you let it sit there for about 5 minutes, put your gas all the way up, turn your switch on, and step on the starter, crank that up just like that.
That number 10 weight oil in your radiator, it won't bother your radiator?
No, sir. And it'll do that water pump good. It'll oil everything about it. And it will not freeze.
Put the oil in your radiator?
Put a quart.
Sure, that's old remedy.
Put a quart?
About a quart of 10 weight oil. You couldn't get it to freeze up to save your life. I tell you what to do, of course, you don't want to be putting it in your refrigerator. It gets you some mineral oil.
Yeah.
Get you about a couple of tablespoons full of mineral oil.
Yeah.
And put it in a glass of water. And stir it up good. Stir it up good. Put it in the freezer.
Yeah.
See if you can freeze it. You never do it.
Is that right?
You never do it. It won't freeze, but it'll make you put it smell like mineral oil.
Yeah.
But oil won't hurt the radiator. It'll do it good.
What can I do with car the same way?
Well, I wouldn't say put it in a car, because it does more running than the tractor does.
Yeah.
And if you got a tractor and if it's sitting in the garage with something in front of it, it couldn't freeze if it had to. You can even take a crocus sack or anything, put it over there, right over the front end of it. It won't freeze.
It won't.
No, put a tarpaulin or something like that over it, it won't freeze. It don't get that cool under there.
It just sort of under the shed where
that's right, under the shed and something over it. Something over the front end. If you've got it, you say if you got a bunch of hay there, just run the thing right up to the front end of the hay, right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Right up close to it. That hay will keep it just as warm.
Yeah.
Couldn't freeze if it had to.
Is that right?
But it's sitting out there in the open.
Yeah.
It freezes before you can back out good.
Well, that's good.
Well, let me go home and get up all my paraphernalia, what I got to have. Now, I got, let's see now.
Three joints.
Let's see, the 1, 2, 3. Let's see now. That's enough to win the flu. But we want to put galvanized in the flu, too. And that's, may have to, that carburetor has got extension on it. And that's half inch, 3/8 OD. Yeah, I got everything. Got a piece right here. If I have to, in other words, if I have to put a union in it, I got it.
Yeah.
But I'll bring a union, and there's a piece of copper tubing already on it back there now. And more than likely, I have to put a piece in there about that long.
Yeah.
I may not, according to what under the house and what I can get up through the floor. And you going to get a mat to go under it?
Mm-hmm. If they've got it, I forgot to ask them about that.
Well, you ain't got to have no mat because that heat of air won't never leak.
Is that right?
That's right.
Well, it'd be better maybe if we did have a mat. We'll see if we can get one.
If you can get one that's flat,
well,
it's like this one, this gas heater. A flat one, see?
Yeah.
And but there won't be nothing on the floor.
They're flat to start with, but they all start...
That Yonah's got an extra thing underneath the bottom of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an extra plate, two of them under there. And whenever that heater's in full blast,
yeah,
you can put your hand on the bottom of that pot. It'd be just as cold as in the refrigerator you ever seen.
Gee whiz.
See, in other words, it don't burn that kerosene. That kerosene gets hot. It makes a gas out of it.
Mm-hmm.
It burns that gas.
I
have you got that heater there, sold?
Have a soul? Did it get a soul?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a sort of idea about a place to put it. Do you have any particular use for it?
I know a man that wants it. Your buddy. Swicord.
Oh, he need one?
He wants one. I told him about that tonight.
Where's he going to put it?
He's going to put it in a room somewhere
in that
building.
Well, I might trade with him.
That's got a glass door in it. I ain't open the thing out my window, but I've got to put my big head in. Yeah, glass door.
Oh.
I've had that heater myself. It was in my house about 18 years. I ain't never cleaned it. Ain't nothing in it. That's self-locked.
Did you buy that new?
That's why I bought that heater brand new. Cost me $189.
That's at that time.
At that time. That thing right there. You can't buy a heater like that now.
No.
That heater there is made out of something.
Yeah. Yeah.
Them things now, I can tote it by myself. Put it up on the shoulder and tote it on off.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna put that enough on your shoulder and tote it off.
Yeah, well, there's a little thing here. It's got a little metal in it.
No, right, it's full of it. In other words, that pot that's in that heater over there is guaranteed for lifetime.
Oh, it is?
In fact, Ben's pot and nothing right there was guaranteed for life.
Yeah.
And that heater right there, I bet you, 25 years, wouldn't touch it there for.
Yeah, I wouldn't either.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
I've had it 10 years almost.
Yeah, and them duotherms you got in you on them fireplace ones. They there's one of them in there, a new one. And then I sold you.
Mm-hmm. what am I going to do? Have to pay $5 and a quarter for that antifreeze for these cars?
Well, a gallon of antifreeze should take care of both your cars.
Yeah.
Put about 2 quarts and a half in one, 2 quarts and a half in the other. As long as you keep them in that garage out there, ain't no way in the world for them to freeze that little bit of antifreeze.
Just a little bit?
Just say 2 quarts and a half.
All you want to do is just keep them from freezing.
That's right. In other words, it ain't going to get that cold, huh? The only time it would get cold showing up is set it out there in the open and leave it out there overnight. But if you put it in that garage with anything with something top over it,
yeah,
and something in front of it, it sure ain't going to freeze.
You know what I thought about? I got that old hay stuff there. It just keeps the wind from going through there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got some old trailer siding. It's 20 foot long.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I might just put that up on two sides.
Mm-hmm.
But if I do, I got to have board. You see, it's not heavy enough to hold itself.
Mm-hmm.
And board's getting sort of scarce with me.
Yeah, and plywood and everything else getting scarce.
Yeah.
But as long as you, how like you take, you got a If one car sits side by side, either one of them's going to help the other night.
Is that right?
And the way you got that garage out there, with the car and the radiator up towards the back of the garage, ain't no way in the world for it to freeze. Mm-hmm. But it's like to say, if you leave it out here in the open all night long, it might freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But in that garage, it won't never freeze.
Yeah.
And you take, like me and my wife, I got my truck in one part port cool, and she's got hers in the other.
Yeah.
What I'm going to do is go to that back part there, and I'm going to put plywood in there and board it up.
Where are you going to get the plywood?
Well, I got it up on top of the garage.
Yeah.
Got some old pieces.
Yeah.
Enough pieces back there to board it up.
Well, you know what, if a fella would do it, you know, you could put them up and then take them down and mark.
And I want to.
Yeah. And then you won't have to fool with them.
Well, I was figuring on the main thing I was figuring on doing was put about 12 more feet on the back of that garage.
Mm-hmm.
And then put 10 down there, see? And close that in. In other words, that'll be closed up. And the car goes in there, and we'll put another floor in there, see? Up there, right even with the other one. And just let the car go on in yonder, slam to the back end of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll stay in there where it'll be warm.
Let me tell you what entered my mind. Now, I've never seen this, and it's probably a screwball idea.
Mm-hmm.
But, like you said,
when I can be sitting down.
Like you said, since I've seen you, one of my knees has gone bad.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't hurt it. It just fell apart. Like you pull your car in there. If you had a little hood of a thing to throw over it and put a light bulb underneath it.
Mm, there you are.
You see, in the daytime here, you never need antifreeze in the daytime.
Well, now, you don't want no light bulb like that up there. You'd want about a 15-watt. Very small.
Oh, that small?
Yeah, it'd put out a lot of heat under that hood.
You don't want to take a chance on having a hot bulb.
No, you don't know hot bulb under there. You just
want
to say about a 15-watt bulb. That'd be big enough.
I'm done.
You can take a 15-watt bulb and put it on your water pump. And it'll keep it from freezing. I'll tell you another thing.
You got to cover it up.
Yeah, but I'll tell you another thing. You just build your little house over your water pump. It won't ever freeze. Only thing you got to worry about a water pump is lightning. Lightning is striking it. Boy, if it ever strikes it, you'll know it. It'd burn up everything about it.
Yeah.
Burn up the motor especially.
Yeah.
Well, I got on top of my pump out there, and it's been out there about 18 years. It's just a stainless steel old sign up on top and plywood around the bottom. And it's been 18 years and ain't never froze. I ain't even seen it in 10, 12 years. I nail the thing up. I don't want to see it, as long as it works. And I water my garden with it every night. Now, I did do it this afternoon, but in the tomorrow evening, I water my, well, I turn it on and when I get back and let it water one end of the garden. And the next evening, I let it water the other end.
Mm-hmm.
I got turnips out there that high.
Already?
Good.
Yes, sir. And I didn't plant them. Ain't been planted 2 weeks.
Two
or three
water. You gotta have water.
Mm-hmm. And as dry as it's been, that water sure helped them.
Golly, they're gonna be ready to eat before you know it.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring
them.
Yeah,
I've got a tarpaulin. They're rather costly. I could throw that over the front end of the car and put that little 15-watt bulb.
Well, if you put a tarpaulin over, you don't need no bulb in there.
You don't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think he's going to have to worry about no that coal being that coal, not him.
He can put 2.5 quarts of antifreeze in the cars.
Mm-hmm. That'd be enough. That won't hurt it. That's just about right.
Yeah.
Because I tell you, I've noticed that the oranges haven't got no thick puff on them. They're thin.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed the trees don't have a thick bark on them, not on the north side. And that's a sign there ain't going to be much cold weather. And I'm looking for more rain than what we've got.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. If we get plenty of rain, and all these ponds all out around Brunson and all back in there, it's slam full of water. Water all over the woods.
Yeah.
And whenever it rains, well, now you take over here, it's different.
Everything's been drained over here.
Mm-hmm. But I know I've seen water in ponds here lately that I ain't seen no water in them in 10, 12 years.
Yeah. Well, I wish there was some water in my pond right back there. It's just gone.
Mm-hmm. One of these days, it'll come back.
Oh, we think so.
Yes, ma'am, it will. It's water coming back in places now that ain't been no water in 10, 12 years.
Well, now, there's this little swamp right here, and then there's that back one over
way
there.
Way down yonder.
Yeah, that's over there on the Junction Road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's got water holes in it. And it's got water in it that you can go out there and it'll get over your shoes a little bit.
I say that all these places, water's going to come back. You take back Orange Lake. They put all them automobiles, and they put that lime rock in there, and they put cement blocks in there, and I don't know what all. Whenever the Lord got it fixed, it come back. It may go again one of these days.
Uh-huh.
But it come back. And you take Orange Lake... I've seen it higher than what it is. And I've seen a place as I was coming up this afternoon that I haven't seen it that high, and I don't know when. That's down here at the county line.
Yeah.
That pond on the right-hand side where that road used to go through that the Simonton place,
mm-hmm.
It's right up even with that road.
It is?
And I know it didn't rain that much last night.
Oh, no. Just one little inch rain ain't going to make all any difference.
Mm-hmm. And that pond is up. Of course, them old Hyson's has got it covered from one end to the other.
Yeah.
I bet you Noah thinks I ain't gonna never get home.
Let me tell you, bring Noah with you.
Well, she has so much that school work she has to do at home every night.
Oh, does she?
Yeah, she's over at Lincoln Middle School now.
Yeah.
And old boy, he has it over there. I ain't joking.
She's got a lot bigger, a lot more to do over there.
Yeah, she's feeding now about 600 more than
good,
she did over there at Ottawa.
Them
rotten niggas are sure getting them trouble over there.
Oh, really?
Tearing up everything coming through. All them pretty walls and everything that they painted. Orange color. And shoot, man, they done got black crayon marks all up and down them. They're knocking out the windows. Somebody goes there every night. Knocking out the windows. Ain't nothing but niggas doing that. People gonna get tired of that one of these days.
Well, maybe the niggas gonna get tired of it.
Maybe so, and I think the niggas are getting tired of what's going on. Well, I guess I better go, because I know she'd get that by herself.
Now, you see what happened there, I told you, I warned you about that.
What?
I told you, if you brought that stove in here...
Mm-hmm. What name?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about that.
You gotta, if you want it to rain, you gotta leave something out there.
Just like,
you don't get
when
wet.
I left home, she said, Noah said, you got two buttons on that shirt gone. So you better let me put two on it before you go. I ain't got time. I said, I'll be back when I get back. And I said, furthermore, them two buttons don't mount the roll pin. I said, even my shirt tail's out. It ain't got no business out. Well,
there
you go.
That's a nice shirt
there. Is that that same truck you got out
there? That's that same
piece of building.
Thank you. me show you. It won't be the sign. That's J.R. Mountain. Well, I guess you're buying it. He's
forgotten about it now.
Well, you
think so? Yeah, thank you, Mom. That's what you're doing.
John went right around 1,000 at the end of the talk with J.R. Mountain this Monday about supper time, the 28th of October, 1974. John Wainwright, right around 1,000, and the end of the talk with J.R. Mountain about supper time this Monday, the 28th of October, 1974. John Wainwright, right around 1,000, and the end of the talk with J.R. Mountain this Monday about supper time, the 28th of October, 1974. This is Channel 1 Right, and I'm setting it up for JR this Friday, the 1st of November, 1974. He's coming to fix the stove, Channel 1 Right, and I'm setting it up for JR this Friday, the 1st of November, 1974.
How about that to come home?